with Theatre Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
710 Main Street announced their subscription season for next year, and I thought Neil DeBrock would love this moment.
It is a very nice season. 710, of course, is the space formerly known as Studio Arena Theater.
And Neil DeBrock is the first
artistic director of Studio Arena Theater.
So that hints that we are going back to those halcyon days?
Well, not exactly. It is substantially different. Neil used to put on a lot of productions. There are five in the coming season. But what it does have in common with those seasons of yore is that it is not a very commercial season. It is a respectable regional theater season.
Even challenging.
One silly show in it, but you always need one silly show in it. And what is also interesting, in the later years of Studio Arena Theater, local theater companies complained that that institution blocked them from getting rights to do the substantial work coming out of New York. Well, with the new season, three local companies are doing three important plays on that stage, and so that's kind of exciting.
Mention some of the importance of the plays that are coming in. Roadless Travelers, putting on Clybourne Park.
Which won the Pulitzer Prize, played on Broadway. It was directed by Buffalo's Pam McKinnon on Broadway, but this is the Roadless Traveled production. That's the same company that had done Circle Mirror Transformations, mm-hmm. sort of to test out the space last year. I guess that they had a good experience, so they'll be back with Clybourne Park.
For those of us who have robust proboscises?
Noses.
Cyrano will appeal to you.
This is Buffalo Laboratory Theater's adaptation of Cyrano de Bergerac, a classic of the French theater. Buffalo Laboratory Theater, which performs in the Hilbert campus in Hamburg, mm-hmm. moving downtown, clearly using the opportunity to perform at 710 Main to position their company, which I think is a great idea.
And for something a little bit different, Red.
Red. Now, Musical Fair is going to be doing renovations to their own home space in Snyder.
Right.
And so they're doing Red, which is a drama about the abstract painter Mark Rothko. You know, those soft-edged squares of color
right.
that Rothko does. You can see them at the Albright Knox.
I was about to say, go to the Albright.
Absolutely. You can see
first-class world art gallery right around the corner.
And this play is certain to attract additional interest in the Rothko at the Albright Knox. I've seen other journalists assuming that Red is a musical because it's being done by Musical Fair. It is not a musical.
Not by a long shot.
This is a philosophical conversation between Mark Rothko and his assistant. I had seen the Broadway production played by Alfred Molina, and it is that performance that's the power of the play. A marvelous central character, the painter Mark Rothko, the play Red, Musical Fair at 710 Main.
You mentioned a frivolous play. Or a lighthearted work.
Well, you can't get much more lighthearted than I Love Lucy and two touring shows. One is I Love Lucy Live on Stage, which is just exactly what it sounds like.
And the polar opposite
is Tova Feldshuh, the great Tova Feldshuh, in her signature role, Golda Meir, in Golda's Balcony, and that's major. That is where I think you might have gotten a bit of the flavor of the old Neil DeBrock.
A David Mamet workhorse, American Buffalo.
Well, now we're moving to shows around town that you can see right now. David Mamet at the Irish Classical Theater Company.
I always love a play that comes with an ex-warning. Some audiences might be a little bit shocked about the treatment of the material.
Oh, let them. Let them brace themselves for August Osage County at the Cavanoke Theater, the Tracy Letts play. The Cavanoke saying that they put the fun back in dysfunction. As the play begins, the father of the family has disappeared. The three daughters with husbands and boyfriends in tow rush back to console mother. Mother is a total monster. She does not need consoling. And it's actually a laugh a minute.
You have 15 seconds to tell me what Blood on the Cat's Neck, a play about Fassbinder, is about.
Well, Fassbinder wrote it, the great German New Wave filmmaker. I can tell you quickly, it's about an extraterrestrial who comes to Earth entirely naked, body and soul, and vulnerable to the elements, and tries to make sense of our world. And by play's end, we understand why she's come.
Very interesting.
That's at Torn Space Theater.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.